Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is on.
Well, I have to be on something to be here. To be here on the air on a Friday evening, this so-called Good Friday, as they say in Catholic circles and, of course, in the ecumenical movement these days. And here we are on the air, but you know I'm not alone tonight. I'm not alone as far as the microphone is concerned. I want to welcome back, by very popular, fastidious demand, none other than Tim Goodness. Hello, Tim Goodness.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
My goodness, it's great to have you back again.
Well, I don't know just how popular a demand it is, but I'll take your word for it.
You should. I never fib. Never. I tell the truth, as you know. So you're back here, and I'm happy to have you back. And to answer your question, I'm doing very well. Thank you. As the world burns, I'm having a ball. I'm having a ball watching it burn. And watching George Bush and Condi Rice there, who's been relegated to obscurity, and we see Mr. Gates and Dick Cheney and all of the other advocates of terror and the advocates of bloodshed and bombarding Iran come out of the closet and make the proverbial fools of themselves that they are making. I'm very happy to see that. Dick Cheney, you know, called up Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
And, of course, that's like that's like the boss of the factory, you know, calling up one of his little workers there, his little minions, and telling him, this is what I expect of you today. Oh, yes, boss. Yeah, I'll be on the phone. Don't you worry. So that's what happened. Yes, Dick Cheney, vice president, called up Rush and told him what we need to do. We can't trust those funny-looking Iranians, those Persians, you know? It's those Brits that have been so nice to us, and we're so nice, and everybody keeps picking on us. Why? We just can't figure it out.
Probably because we don't mind our own damn business. Maybe that has something to do with it.
You think meddling has something to do with it?
Oh, yes, yes, and we don't have a non-intervention foreign policy, so I would certainly assume that that would have something to do with it. But, you know, we shouldn't be too hard on Tricky Dick Cheney. He's got a bad heart, and he's got a real penchant for hamburgers and french fries and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Rick...
And bagels.
Yes, and bagels. And you know, no, it's no secret that you and I are of Italian lineage. So maybe it's only fitting that we play our fiddles while Rome burns.
There you go. I'm playing my fiddle right now.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm proud to be here tonight with you, Tim Goodness. Very happy. And we may even have a surprise call or two. You never know. Never know. But if not, it doesn't matter because we're together and we're both from the same, unfortunately, the same state. In New England, and I don't even want to mention it tonight, but we have to just tell people where we're coming from. Forgive us, for we know not what we do here. But anyway, we're here, and we're going to take calls, Tim, on a variety of subjects. I'm sure you have some things you want to bring up, and I will bring up some, too.
Yes.
How's that?
Indeed.
All right, so we'll do that, and we'll give out the numbers. 1-800-313-9443, the magic number that gets you on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick and Tim. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back now in the program, and because you are my guest and host, and my confidant tonight, Tim, let me allow you the privilege of throwing the first ball here, bringing up a news item that you feel should be talked about.
Well, thank you. Rick, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a different path tonight, if you'll allow me.
Of course I will.
You know, Rick, I don't consider myself to be a psychic or a forecaster of any kind.
Well, that's good news.
But I like to make forecasts, and some may say even predictions. I've made a few on your show, and I've usually been pretty accurate. I might also say, if I may, to your listeners, that in December of 2003, I predicted the Kerry Edwards Democratic ticket for president.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first person on the radio that I was aware of who was doing that. Maybe I wasn't the first, but I had a lot of phone calls from people who were listening to me at the radio station I was on at the time, who were telling me that I was crazy, it was never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it did.
Yes.
I've made a few predictions on your show.
Yes, you have.
I'd like to throw a few out there, if I may, now.
Oh, you may. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me start with Ford Motor Company. It's a no-brainer that the big three are in trouble, mm-hmm. especially Ford and GM, because they're not owned by a company like Daimler Mercedes or Daimler Chrysler.
Which is also up for grabs.
Yes, it certainly is. But I see Ford moving into some kind of bankruptcy protection late this year or next year. It's definitely going to happen, and you're going to see a lot of the tooling industry in this country that is surviving solely, well, 90% based on the automotive industry. There's going to be a lot more jobs lost there. As many know, Daimler is looking to sell Chrysler, as you just mentioned, and they will. It's going to be sold, and I think the new owners will either sell mm-hmm. the Jeep brand or shut it down completely.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to use the money from this, or the money saved by shutting down the auto line, to launch some kind of new car.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hybrid vehicle that'll make some big changes in the auto industry. Much like the Chrysler Airflow did 60 or 70 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you've seen a Chrysler Airflow. That you can find them at museums and whatnot. But Chrysler has always been an innovator. either ahead or behind in its time. And mm-hmm. I know that sounds crazy. But what I mean by that, for instance, is they were the last American car company in the 80s to convert to front-wheel drive cars and get away from big V8s. And as a result, they were behind in the times then, but they were also the first American car company to switch their whole entire line to mm-hmm. front-wheel drive cars and four-cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
So they were behind in the times, but yet they jumped ahead by being the first to do that. And I see this new car as being no exception. I think Chrysler is going to come out with some kind of new technology once they're in the hands of these new owners. It's not going to happen next month. It's not going to happen next year. But it's going to happen 5, maybe 10 years from now.
Well, I think Red China will own Ford and GM within a very short period of time.
Well, with General Motors, what is keeping General Motors afloat right now is the GMAC Corporation. That's where they're producing most of their income. Mm-hmm. They did turn a profit last quarter, the first profit, I think, in something like 5 or 6 quarters, I'm not sure. But GMAC, for instance, owns Ditech.com, the mortgage company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's keeping them afloat, and that's why they haven't filed bankruptcy yet, although they technically are, just like every state in the union, bankrupt.
Yeah, absolutely.
In politics, I see John Edwards again on the presidential ticket, but I'm not sure where. I also see the death of a major political figure in this election cycle, and uh-huh. I don't mean an ex-president. I don't mean somebody like Jimmy Carter or George Bush who are old and, you know, you could see one of, you know, reading a headline that one of them passed away. I mean someone who is or has ran for president in the recent past. I don't know why, but I have this overwhelming feeling that somebody is going to die before the next election who is a key player in politics, possibly a presidential candidate.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be something if they all died? That would be a real relief, I think, except maybe Ron Paul, possibly, and Tom Tancredo. But
there's a few exceptions there that we should spare from some kind of terrible plague or something.
This McCain is a real psychopath. I think he's really a basket case, and, the more he speaks, the more he looks absurd. And if I were him, I would really hang it up. You know, he doesn't have any credibility whatsoever. He's alienated the people now in his own state who are fighting off the illegal aliens coming in, invading the state, invading the nation. And he is holding hands with Ted Kennedy. Now, there you go. Republicratic Party politics. Isn't that amazing how they do it, huh?
Well, I just don't get the McCain thing. I mean, which John McCain do you vote for? Do you vote for the one who is pro-abortion, or do you vote for the one who is now claiming to be somewhat pro-life? Do you vote for the John McCain who talks about America and freedom, or do you vote for the AIPAC John McCain who supports these unconstitutional wars?
Mm-hmm.
Do you vote for the John McCain who is a war veteran, or do you vote for the John McCain who's turned his back on POWs that we know are still alive today, or we have a good idea they're still alive? He's turned his back on the families of these people, and he's turned his back on the USS Liberty survivors. What John McCain do you want to support? The one who says that Americans can't pick lettuce in the Arizona sun for $50 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Or the John McCain who loves free trade with Vietnam and China because Budweiser, which is a company he holds huge huge amounts of stock in, him and his wife, are expanding in China. I think they have something like 6 or 7 breweries built in China, and now they're expanding into Vietnam. So what John McCain are you going to vote for?
Yep.
John McCain is one of these guys who thinks that he can just wake up every morning and be a different person and people will still like him. I've never liked him. I don't think I ever will.
That's right. And, you know, he's just one of all of the politicians who, no matter who they are all doing the same thing. They have at least two faces. So, I mean, you know, I remember when one man said that, he observed when Ted Kennedy was challenging Jimmy Carter in the primary, you remember. yes. years ago, and Ted Kennedy spoke very unflatteringly of Jimmy Carter. Said he was a liar and a fraud and everything else, and Jimmy Carter said the same basically about Ted Kennedy. And I said, gee whiz, I agree with both of them. I mean, who do I vote for here, ladies and gentlemen? But it is a joke. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we have a Roman circus in this country today, as we've never seen before. We have no choice, realistically speaking, within the so-called two-party system whatsoever for president. And even if we did have a choice and we had someone who was the former type of Pat Buchanan, a former type of George Wallace, a former type of individual who would speak out principally and out of, true feeling of heart, you know what would happen to him or her. You already know that. The media would assassinate that candidate.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, if you have someone like Ron Paul, who is a great statesman, who is probably the only guy in this race who I definitely, absolutely, positively, 100% support, and I hope to work for, as if anything, just a volunteer. I'll work for this guy for free here in Rhode Island. But what happens is they go on shows with people like Bill Maher, and a guy like Bill Maher, who has the ear of almost every young person who is in politics today, and Bill Maher shows just how stupid he is, just how little he knows history, mm-hmm. just how much he loves big government. And Ron Paul, very graciously, mind you, cleans his clock.
Yep.
But is it going to win him the presidential race? I wish it would. Will it? I don't think it will.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, I almost, I hate to say it, but I would wish that he wouldn't become president, because I wouldn't want to see him get into that corrupt level of government and know what would happen to him if he stayed honest. We'd be going to his funeral like JFK, and we wouldn't want that of someone who has done, I think, a fairly yeoman job in Congress. Not perfect, but pretty darn close to it compared to the rest of the pack. There are a few good people there, but again, we have a total disconnect with the Congress, the White House, and the Supreme Court today in America. The American public is totally and completely adrift from their government. Their government's out of control. It is out of control like never before, and that is why you are seeing a resurgence of the movement for people to secede from the union, Tim. And I don't blame them one bit. I'm with them. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And when people talk about the Civil War, they have to understand that Lincoln, who I don't think was as great a president as many people seem to think he was, he violated the Constitution, because in the Constitution, a state has a right to leave the Union, a state or states. And that's really what the war was about. Lincoln was not the great anti-slave president that the U.S. Department of Education and many politicians today would like to pretend he was.
Absolutely not. In fact, he was actually pro-slavery for much of his life, until he found an opportunity to take the other side of the issue. And, of course, he was also for repatriation of blacks to Africa. So,
That's
a lot of people don't know. And he was a politician. And, of course, anyone to me who's heralded today as a great American hero, I immediately become suspect of that individual, while at the same time, anyone who's hated and derided and smeared and vilified must be a pretty darn good guy. So, all right, we'll be back, Tim, talk about more things on your mind and mine and our listeners. We'll be right with the phone calls in just about 10 minutes or so. Stay on the lines, those of you. Rick Adams and Tim Goodness tonight on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'll be right back with you, our listener.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
And we are back now, ladies and gentlemen. We're fiddling. We're playing our little fiddles. We're playing Nero. Bush is our Nero, not our hero, Tim Goodness, my guest and co-host tonight. And I have some good news. Well, it's not really good news, but actually it's news that can be turned into good. And it has to do with what's going on across the nation, particularly in Washington State. And we're told from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms that had it not been for a Seattle ordinance that forbids policemen to routinely ascertain a suspect's immigration status, Monday's murder-suicide at the University of Washington might have been prevented because the perpetrator would have been deported months ago. And Seattle newspapers had reported just yesterday that the gunman, Jonathan Rowan, had been living in this country illegally for more than 10 years, stopped for drunken driving last June 30th by Seattle police. The residency status of this individual could have been determined were it not for Seattle's ridiculous policy. It is called sanctuary law. And they tie the hands of police and allow foreign nationals a free pass to stay here in the country illegally. And the murder of this poor young lady, Rebecca Grieco, was a horrible tragedy that did not have to happen. And unfortunately, it did happen. It's because of policies like that that protect people like Rowan that honest citizens want to arm themselves, according to my buddy Joe Waldron. And you know, that is here in our mental case state of Rhode Island here. These idiot lawmakers have come up with the same nonsense. They've come up with a block, a bill to block policemen from enforcing the law, the immigration law. And again, we will reap, if that bill is passed, we will reap everything we deserve. No doubt about it, my friend Tim. And you've heard of the bill and you know about it. And that's just one of many that is pandering to these illegals that are already in the country hoping they can vote.
Well, here you have the situation where someone is unfortunately murdered by one of these scumbags. And when I say scumbag, I don't mean because he's here illegally, because there's a lot of people here illegally who are just looking to make a buck and go back home or send their money home or take care of their families. I don't agree with them being here, but I don't think that they're scumbags. But this guy's a scumbag. He's a drunk driver. He's been nailed for it, and now he's murdered somebody. And, you know, to me, the whole idea of illegal aliens is if we allow these people to stay here and we turn the other cheek while they come into the country, what does that tell them about our rule of law? It tells them that we don't enforce it and it means nothing. Mm-hmm. So naturally, you can go and you can break the law. You can even commit murder. What's going to happen to you? You've been breaking the law for 10 years in this man's case, even as far as being nailed for drunken driving, and you've still been permitted to stay in America. So, while we do this in states like ours and in states like Washington and California and John McCain's state, Arizona, and others, what we have is we have a system where you or I, Rick Adams, could be thrown in prison or be given some kind of documentation saying we can't approach a person or we can't do certain things because of things we've said, because of allegations we've made, a restraining order, if you will. But yet this person who is here illegally is allowed to stay here, is not permitted to be questioned on his status. And he goes out and he commits a crime. Well, someone who is here illegally probably already has a pretty good idea that they can get away with anything they want.
They know they can. They realize they can do it.
So what I'm saying is you or I, Rick Adams, could get into a lot of trouble just on the suspicion that we may commit a crime. But here we have people being allowed into the country, breaking the law, and they don't have to answer for it. Why the hell not go out and murder somebody? Why not go out and be a drunk driver? Because it's painfully obvious that you're not going to have to pay the price for these things.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
You're being put ahead of the legal citizens of the state or country. Because they would be in trouble for doing these things. They would be in trouble for breaking the law. It's just like lying under oath, Rick. If you or I lied under oath over either sex or something else minor, we'd be in trouble. But when a president does it, it's his own personal business, and nobody needs to know. Or at least that's what half the country thought.
Yes, indeed. And now, of course, to expand upon what I've just said, it's not just in the state of Washington, but also in the county of Los Angeles. They've got the same situation going on right there, where they're about one of about, 50 cities now in the U.S. that have adopted the sanctuary law mentality. Yep. That prevent the police from determining someone's status, whether they're legally in the country or not. And now, of course, they have endorsed 4 new California anti-gun bills. That's the city of Los Angeles endorsing 4 new anti-gun bills in the state of California at the same time where they're granting a sanctuary status to those who are here illegally committing crimes in the United States. That tells you how depraved and how sick these people really are.
Well, if you want to get rid of the population, you push them out, and one of the ways you push them out is to keep them from defending themselves.
Absolutely. We shall return with your phone calls in just a moment. And we'll be back with Rick Adams and Tim Goodness.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we are back, and we're gonna do something unusual here. We're gonna take a phone call. How's that?
Okay.
I love to talk to you, Tim, but once in a while we have to make it look like we're doing some work here. So let's do that. 1-800-313-9443 is the number on Uncensored Radio Free America. And by the way, just about any issue is fair game for those of you waiting to call in on something that you have not had a chance to speak about during most of the week because we've had so many guests. So you may do that. You may address Tim and Rick, and within reason, of course, and provided you're not calling from the mental institutions, okay? Let's take a call. Let's see. It's Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, Rick, well, I'm calling from the mental institution, so I guess I'm disqualified.
Which one?
Austin State Hospital here.
Well, as long as you're not calling from Bellevue, all right, we'll let you on.
I was listening earlier to Michael Collins Piper.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did he say? I wasn't able to hear it.
Well, he's been accused of, as you and, let's see, in other words, your fronts for the Zionists.
Oh, okay. Well, there's another caller from a mental institute, I'm sure.
And I understand what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple when you figure it out. The people that claim to be against this stuff are really they're put in their base. I think it's Catholic Church. The Jesuits are behind it all. They're behind it all. And So, you know,
are you serious? Are you serious? You're telling me that's somebody said that on Mike's show?
Right.
To Mike Piper?
Right.
Well, I mean, you know what? I wouldn't even bring it up. I wouldn't even acknowledge anything that stupid. And I hope we don't hear about it anymore because it's just nonsense.
We always have these people that are, it's always the Jesuits control everything, and they're setting up these poor little Jews like, and I don't get me wrong for a second. I don't think that Larry Silverstein, there's anything, well.
He's a Jesuit.
He's a whatever. You know, I think a Jesuit's just a Jew that infiltrated the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, people that they are so scared just coming out saying, look, this is the way it is. Who controls pornography in this country? The brothels control the booze in the country, and everything is anti-Christian and white.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong again. It's the Syrians. It's the Syrians that run all the pornography in America, run all the booze, take all the royalties from the booze industry. They run all the brothels. They run all the drugs. Come on, you know that. It's the Syrians, Doug.
Well,
get with the program.
It's not just the Syrians. It's the Syrians.
They're really fronting for the Iranians, and the Iranians are fronting for the Saudis, and the Saudis are fronting for the Jordanians. And they're fronting for the Lebanese. You know, it's all part of a Syrian conspiracy. Don't you get the program?
Yeah, I get it. The Islamo-fascists are trying to destroy Christianity and the white race and this and that and other. And I'm 58 years old, and I have never run. Every little convenience store I go in has got a little Arab or Muslim or whatever.
Or an Indian.
Never had a problem. Never had a problem. Never had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, but every time I turn on my television and see, you know, hardcore pornography and this and that and other, and I look at the screen, who's bringing that? Who's bringing that?
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You're going to tell me Sumner Redstone is not a Syrian? Are you going to tell me Sumner Redstone is not an Arab? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, he's an Egyptian.
Okay. Well, you see how ridiculous it gets with all the stereotyping on the so-called mainstream talk radio. They are the real racist. And, you know, that's the sort of thing which I think brought me back to talk radio is when 9/11 happened, you know, Tim, and it was automatic. Everybody was reading from the same script. It's the Arabs. It's the Arabs. Now, we don't want to go and kill all the Arabs, George Bush said, and we don't want to take it out on our dear Arab American brethren, but we got to remember that it was the Arabs that bombed 9/11, planted all the explosives under Larry Silverstein. It was they who did it, and we got to go after those dirtheads and those skinheads and so forth.
Ragheads.
Yeah, what do they call them? Ragheads. Yeah, we got to go after those people. They're terrible. They're all terrible, but let's not go and kill them all, just a few at a time.
Right.
Yeah, that's the mentality out there. And, you know, it's very subtle in some cases, and it's not so subtle in others, but the message that's being telegraphed is one of typecasting. They're typecasting all people in the Middle East with the same broad brush that they accuse anti-Semites of doing. So I think that's interesting. That's very fascinating, isn't it?
They're typecasting the real Semitic people.
Ironically.
You know.
Yes.
Right. And
that's a good point.
Just,
the real Semites. That's a very good point.
And
you know, if I can say something here about that.
Yes, Tim.
You know, when you talk about going into a convenience store and it's being run by somebody from a Middle Eastern or Asian country, you've never had a problem. And in my experience, it's the same thing with all kinds of people, all people from all walks of life, people from all religious backgrounds. I've never had a problem one-on-one with a Muslim, another Christian, a Jew, an atheist, what have you, a Buddhist, a Hindu, it doesn't matter. When you deal with people on a singular level, there's always some mutual ground that you can find and agree with. My biggest problem, and the exception to that rule, has not been with somebody from another ethnic background. My problem has always been with people who consider themselves to be a Democrat or a Republican. That's where I have problems with people one-on-one, because they are really brainwashed and they are really conditioned. But when you take these people, and I don't care what they are, even people, if you took a million Tim Goodnesses and put them together, you'd probably feel the same way. When you put people into a group, there's something about that group mentality that distorts the reason of the individual.
And that's what they do. They group size people. They stereotype.
Yes.
And ironically, there are some who indeed project themselves as part of a group of superiority, whether it's Jewish supremacists, black supremacists now, whatever. It's this group mentality that they've foistered upon Americans. And, how dare you? How dare you suggest a so-called egalitarianism when some are more equal than others, Tim?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Well, it all works around that same idea that people, they love having that label. That label empowers them.
That's right.
Whether it's saying, I'm manic depressant, you're supposed to allow me to screw up because I'm a manic depressant, or whether it's, I give my money to this church, that makes me a good person, you're supposed to allow for me. It's a joke. It's a joke. Dealing with people one-on-one is always much better. Absolutely.
All right. And you, Doug?
I've been Ron Paul's last 15 birthdays. He always invites his constituents. And I was a constituent of Ron's, a friend of Ron's. He's a fantastic gentleman. But there's no way that he's going to be elected president. In the first place, he'll get absolutely no coverage from the media. And in the second place, if they thought he was even had a prayer of doing it, he would be Kennedy'd. And I mm-hmm. assure you that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, well, he has said a lot of things that Kennedy said. I mean, he speaks mm-hmm. against the Federal Reserve, and Kennedy spoke against the Federal Reserve.
Wow.
Some people even go as far as to say Kennedy planned to abolish the Federal Reserve.
And the CIA.
And the CIA, smashed
right.
the CIA into a million pieces.
Right.
It's pretty easy to see just that it was not just one person or one group who took care of the Kennedy problem. And you
right.
can see the same thing happening to Ron Paul. But let me ask you this. If you know Ron Paul, if you do speak with him from time to time,
right.
let him know that I'm up here in Rhode Island and I already have volunteers put together to work on his campaign, but unfortunately nobody's been calling me from his campaign.
Well, you have 2.5 volunteers now, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have a few. I have a few people that are
wow.
willing to work.
How many is a few, Tim?
Around. I would say a handful, five. I have about five people.
Well, you know what they say, five is a majority in Rhode Island.
Yeah, and it's a start. You know, I mean, five people can get barbecue fundraisers going or ham and bean suppers, whatever.
Well,
you know what one man used to say on the radio, you know, and I still agree with him. He was a minister, and he used to say, the closest any anti-socialist, anti-federal government, anti-Marxist candidate can get to the White House is four bullets in Laurel, Maryland. And you know who I was referring to.
Yeah.
George Wallace took four bullets in Laurel, Maryland, and the CIA was implicated in that as well, because he, for a while, was threatening the powers that be with taking back power from the federal government. And when you do that, I don't care whether you're a racist or not a racist, or whatever you want to call them, the issue is the same whether you are or aren't, and that is, are we going to allow the federal government to destroy what's left of our freedom?
Yeah.
And they said no. And somebody said, yes, four bullets is enough to stop the candidacy. You remember that, Doug?
Rick, I saw him right before that, and I saw him up in a suburb of Chicago, suburb of Chicago, where I'm trying to think of the little town. You know, it borders on Chicago. It's a suburb of Chicago.
And Morton Grove.
No. No, but I was in Chicago.
You were there at the time, huh?
And I saw George Wallace, and I saw these snipers on the roof and this and that and the other, and people were lined up and down the street. And this was like weeks before they shot the guy. And they, you know, it's just, they'll do it. All their other treachery and the little things that they do, the crooked little games that they play doesn't work. The final solution is just kill somebody.
Well, as I said, if you cannot be a victim of character assassination, you will be a victim of physical assassination.
Right.
Thank you, Doug, for your call.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it very much. Tim, you certainly bring to the microphones a great, interesting, diverse, perspective. And that's why when you talk about Ron Paul, it's not that I don't, love, the man and I don't respect him. It's just that I feel like I've been there, done that before. And for the last 30-something years of my life, I've done that sort of thing. And to me, it's like, why? What are we doing? I mean, what's the point of it? When we know the man could not possibly get to Washington in that capacity. He's a congressman, and he's ignored. He's pushed aside. He's laughed at by the establishment media. And why in the world would he want to do it except to run an educational campaign? And that's fine and dandy, except that the only people that are going to cover him are going to be people in the true alternative media. That's it.
Well, I hate to say it, but you're absolutely right. And I have to tell you that every election that I've been involved in, I've always said, this is it. This is the last one. I'm not doing this anymore. It just isn't worth it. America's asleep. America's dumbed down. I can't give in to that. I can't give in and say, well, Ron Paul doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. Because I run into too many people who don't know who he is. They've never heard of him. And when I tell them about him, they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Or they come at me with the attitude like, well, if you think that guy can win, his chances are slim and none, and none just left on a bus or in a taxi cab. And I immediately look at him and say, well, with that attitude, yeah, absolutely, you're right. You know, go vote for Hillary Clinton. Go vote for a communist. Go vote for John McCain.
Let me ask a more fundamental question than that before we take more calls. And that is, does America deserve a Ron Paul in the White House?
I think you and I do. I think a lot of your listeners
do. No, I didn't say that.
I said, does America deserve a Ron Paul? I think my family does.
Well, that's 500 people right there.
I think that if we give up fighting for those things, those Americans we care about, we might as well just go jump in a lake.
Yeah, well, I think we're in the lake of fire pretty soon at this rate.
Although I
will say that it is never permissible to throw in the towel when you can throw the axe in instead.
And no, you betcha.
You should take an axe and a hatchet and go to it, man. Even Jerry Corsi here, with whom I agree on some issues, admits that, hey, we've got dozens of talk show hosts like myself and others now united with the immigration group to try to defeat an illegal amnesty bill, protect the border, and support the Border Patrol. And there are indeed a number of us that are working together to try to get rid of guys like U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton, people like him who are prosecuting men like Ramos and Compeon, who are now in federal prison serving 11 and 12-year sentences. So thank goodness mainstream talk show hosts that are beginning to understand the handwriting on the wall.
Well, I think that they're going to understand it more and more as things get tighter and tighter on them, because that's really what it's all about. You know, it doesn't bother us when we see our neighbors taken by the brown shirts in the middle of the night. It bothers us a little bit, but not enough to call and say, hey, this isn't right. until the brown shirts show up on our doorstep, and then we're screaming and yelling, but then it's too late.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go back to the phones in a moment or so, but we're going to take a break first. And we just brought up a few subjects tonight. I know that for many this is a holy day weekend for some in each of the communities that we speak of. So we're not promoting any particular religious sect or any particular holiday, but we are understanding that many of you are preoccupied. And so we're having a friendly little chit-chat here with my co-host, Tim Goodness. You may say hello, and we'll take your call at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on RBNLive.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, Tim Goodness and Rick Adams having a rather jovial and yet heavy show at the same time, Tim, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yeah. It's a good time.
And, you know, we do permit these discussions sometimes Obviously, we disagree on some things, but mostly on substance we agree. It's a matter of strategy and a matter of what do we do first, you know, kill them or give them a jury trial. And, you know, I mean, things like that, you know, little things. So we don't mind. Tonight being a Friday night, and we will entertain your calls at 1-800-313-9443. We do have quite a few. So let's start off here tonight for our second caller with John. That is John in Alabama. Hello, John.
Hi, Rick. Good evening, gentlemen. Bear with me, Rick. I'm a first-time caller. But
well, you are. We have many. Thank you.
I've been listening to your show for a while. I wanted to change gears if I could.
You may. You may. It's an open forum.
I am currently reading a book called Gideon's Spies.
Yes.
By Gordon Thomas.
Yes. I interviewed him, met him, and I did quite an exchange with him even on video when I was in Washington a few years back.
Well, I wanted to, if I may, read two sentences and see if these sentences sound vaguely familiar.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Oh, we don't mind at all.
This is after the Mossad had gone to Argentina and captured Adolf Eichmann and brought him back to Israel and convicted him. And two sentences in here, Thomas writes, Ben-Gurion had ordered there must be no trace left to encourage sympathizers to turn Eichmann into a Nazi cult figure. Israel wanted him expunged from the face of the earth. And as I read those two sentences, I'm thinking of these modern-day Pharisees who, obviously, God's plan was not to expunge Christ. They lost that war totally. Mm-hmm. But it looks like they're trying now to, they're a little late to the party, as I read that line. Does that vaguely sound familiar, like 2,000 years ago?
It does have a familiar ring to it, yes. No question about that.
Well, and I understand that if anyone believes the Khazars, and most of these people obviously are not of that of the Israelite lineage anyway and have no relation to that at all, you add that factor in there, and I'm thinking these are our modern-day allies, are supposed to be. And I sit here and shake my head at the American people that go along believing this stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Tim, do you have any response?
It's an interesting comparison, and I certainly can see some parallels. Sure, yeah.
Well, that's all I had, Rick. I appreciate it. I'll listen.
Well, I'm glad you're a first-time caller and a first-time, I should say relatively new listener, right? But you've been listening for how long now?
Oh, I've probably been listening to you for a year and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, we have people joining us every day who just started listening, and they either scratch their heads and can't figure me out, or they say, hey, amen, where's this guy been in my life? So one or the other, you know? And it's good to hear from you, John. Indeed, thank you for your contribution to the program.
Amen.
All right. Amen is right. Thank you. All right. 1-800-313-9443. When you call, you can speak to both of us. It's not just Rick, but it's Rick and Tim tonight on this Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. And let's see, I think we have, who is that, Jerry in California or Louisiana? Jerry in Louisiana, is that where you are?
Hey,
hi,
Rick.
Jerry.
How are you, Rick?
Fine.
Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
It's been a while, and enjoyed your program. Wanted to add a little something to it tonight. And
you may do that, but I'll tell you what. Stick around for just 1 minute while we shift gears, do a break, and come back with hour number two. All right, Jerry? You may do that. Stay tuned. Rick Adams and Tim Goodness. Be right back.